Jamestown 107.1. It's the Let's Talk About It podcast. I'm David Burrell. Well, as we record this tomorrow, but very soon, if you're listening, you're going to be hungry any day. You're going to be hungry on Friday. And something good to fill your hunger late on Friday afternoon. It is the 45th annual El Zagal Mystic Fish Fry. Craig Melhoff is here, as he has been with us in the past. Good to see you again.
Thank you, David, and thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. Now, this event, and we'll talk about another event that will happen later in the summer, but it supports the Mystic Functions, the Shriners. What all will this event support?
What will it support? Well, I'll tell you, it's something I was going to talk about, but we can cover that first instead of later. We have progressively grown in the last couple of decades. Our unit hasn't grown that much. We have, you know, about 30 to 34 members. Mm-hmm. This fish fry that we're going to talk about was it's our alma mater. It's our original fish. It's our original fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And this is the 45th annual El Zagal Mystic Fish Fry that our founding fathers of the unit started. And since then, we started a gun raffle that we wrap up in June. And we had the Fishing for a Cause, which is, you know, maybe 8-9 years running now. That's a huge fundraising event for us in August. We also started doing some bingo down at Club 1883. Just started that this fall and winter. Had a couple of events. But we're able to generate a lot of capital. And the success of that Fishing for a Cause is ultimately the huge sponsorship that we get from all of the businesses. And now I'm not just talking Jamestown here. Up and down the James River Valley, from as far north as New Rockford all the way down to Fort Ransom, there are businesses that we have in contact with. And a lot of that's got to do with us parading at all these small town functions throughout the year, spreading the word of Shrine. And people enjoy us parading in our small car parade units and handing out candy to the kids. But all this enables us to be successful, to raise a lot of money, and we not only support our philanthropy, the Shriners Children's Hospitals and care centers and clinics, but we also give back a huge amount of money annually, every year, to local things and entities, nonprofits. You know, like last year, we give to the food pantry every year. We give to Moment of Freedom, which is a huge thing for people with challenges. It's kind of a horse therapy thing. They're just getting off the ground. We give away to local families that have children that need some medical financial support. We sponsor the Jamestown Jamestown Police Department cop shopping for kids in a big way. Toys for Tots. Camp Grassic is a big recipient of our fruits of our labors. Salvation Army, Jamestown Arts Center, the after school program, which we feel is really beneficial. We see, just like everyone else says, that kids they grew up with a device in their hand. And this arts program is a whole different thing. You know, they check them at the counter and they get them dialed in with hands-on art stuff.
Excellent.
Which is creative to the mind. Yeah. Last year we gave, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of over $46,000 locally. And to our philanthropy, we gave almost $70,000. So we had about $115,000 that we gave back to our philanthropy and to the local charities and helping some local families with children that have some dire health needs. And so, yeah, and it's all about the children.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fun helping children.
Just so wonderful. So you're doing a whole lot of good for a whole lot of people. If you head to this fish fry, that's what you'll be helping out. And it is Friday.
Yep.
Tomorrow as we record this, but if you're listening, it's either tomorrow or today. And it's at the Gladstone Inn and Suites, Shady's Banquet Room. And you have the details on how it is and how it'll work, right?
So before I forget, I want to give kudos and a huge hats off from El Zago Mystics to Andrew Hughes, who owns and operates Shady's and the Banquet Room. Without her shutting down her kitchen, she just turns the whole operation over to us and vacates the place, and that's how we're able to produce the freshly prepared food for this fish fry banquet, which we always hold during Lenten season. Mm-hmm. This is our 45th annual fish fry. It's this Friday, March 20th, serving from 4 to 7 p.m. Again, at the Shady's Banquet Rooms, we'll be serving our breaded cod with tartar and lemons, potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, buns with butter. We'll have coffee, water, and sodas to drink. And we're topping that off with a root beer float made with ice cream donated by Cashwise. Again, one of our sponsoring organizations here, our companies, and also Bergseth Brothers sponsors the 1919 root beer. So this isn't just any root beer. This is 1919 root beer.
It's the real McCoy, man. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Boy,
I can't stress that, you know, ever since COVID, we laid off 1 year at the height of that.
Right.
But when we came back the following year, we did drive-up takeout service, and we've continued to do that. So if you are not content with eating in a congregate area or in a large banquet hall, we've got it set up. There'll be directional signs there. You can pull up on the west side of Shady's, and we'll serve that right out the back kitchen door to you in to-go boxes. So either way, come on in, enjoy us. It's a great social event. Tickets are $15 for adults, only $15, people. It's like, and children 6 to 12 are $5, and children under 6 are free.
Okay.
What I mean, when I say $15, people, we haven't raised our price in 15 years at least.
Yeah.
And fish has gone from $38 a case to about $80
right.
a case. So it's a good deal. You know, we don't make a ton of money on this, but this is more of our hallmark fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Where can people find those tickets?
Oh, we've got tickets at Lifestyle Appliance, Johnny B's Brick House, West End Hyde Scott's got them up at Cork and Barrel, or any of us Mystic members. All of these businesses are also member-owned units or member-owned businesses.
Yeah.
And you can buy tickets at the door. Yeah. I mean, that's not a problem there. We'll be selling tickets for our gun raffle, which will be coming up. We only sell 400 tickets. There's 500 tickets, excuse me. There's 20 guns and 5 cash prizes on that. And that raffle is Friday the 26th of June, also at Shady's Banquet Rooms. Thanks again, Andrea. Later in the summer, we'll be having our Fishing for a Cause, and we should have raffle tickets for that. And there we've got something like $27,000 worth of prizes. I can't remember the exact number of prizes, but there's cash prizes, there's merchandise, there's usually a grand prize of a UTV, all kinds of cool things. And we have that youth fishing tournament. That's the whole thing. It's Fishing for a Cause.
Right.
And we start out with the youth fishing tournament on Saturday, the 8th of August, out of Pelican Point. So secure your camping spot now, because the campground fills up that weekend, and it's a big deal. It's a big family event. Again, we're all about family. This event, the fish fry, it's a family event. And I forgot to mention, the next actual event in Jamestown that's right around the corner is that thing we have every year called the circus.
Yes.
That is Tuesday, the 7th of April.
Okay.
So, yes, the annual El Zago Shrine Circus coming to town. One show only. I believe the gates open at 4, I think, and the show starts at 4:30 or 5. I apologize, I don't have exact times on that, but mark your calendar. There'll be plenty of ad space. I know there's posters all over town I've seen, so marked out another family event.
Tuesday, April 7th.
We're all about family.
Yes, but for your Friday, your dinner is set with the Yelzagel Mystic Fish Fry. Now, A, I'm hungry. B, I wish I was going to be in town. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to miss it. I wish I was in town because it just sounds wonderful. But, Craig, thank you so much for coming by. Best of luck with it, and I hope it and everything else you do does well.
All right. Thanks, David. I'd like to just do one other thing here.
Sure.
We've had the fortune of having one of our local Class B teams making it to state Class B here, Medina Pingree Buchanan. Mm-hmm. And that's going to negatively affect our attendance tomorrow night because they're playing tonight in the first round, and if they win, they'll keep playing. Well, I think it's win, lose, or draw. You keep playing in the state.
Yeah.
But either way, just want to give a shout out to those young student athletes and these small schools. It's a big deal when they get when they make it to a state tournament.
Yeah, good job by the Thunder. Yeah, thank you, Craig.
You bet. Thanks, David.
And that's the Let's Talk About It podcast.